The future of monitoring Arctic ice begins in space. Thomas Wagner, a NASA scientist, says think of ISAT-2 like a giant laser pointer. But rather than entertaining your cat, these lasers can measure the height of ice above the water. A total of 6 of them will be beamed down to Earth.
The point being, we're going to get our most accurate maps ever of the thickness of the Arctic sea ice. And that's one of the most important things that we put into our models.
Models that Wagner says could influence conservation and planning decisions in the Arctic. NASA launched a prototype of ISAT in the early 2000s, but it was decommissioned in 2010. This new and improved satellite, along with additional measurements collected by NASA, will help determine what the future could look like in the Arctic. And it's happening at an important time.
A lot of ice experts, including myself, were thinking that we're headed for another record minimum.
That's Hayo Eiken, a professor at the International Arctic Research Center at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. He says Arctic sea ice is important because it acts like a giant air conditioner for our planet. This year, a combination of events, like a major ice retreat near Russia, left scientists wondering if the summer would beat a previous low. The last record minimum in the Arctic was in 2012, but wind patterns offset the loss of sea ice, and things cooled down a bit.
And so now it looks like we'll have a well below normal summer ice extent, but we just won't have that record minimum.
Still, Eiken says scientists are trying to figure out how the blob, a large pool of warm water in the Pacific Ocean, could be affecting the Arctic. Sunlight is the most effective way to melt ice.
However, the heat that comes up from below, some of it actually survives the winter. So in part, what we're seeing now is that we have years where some of the heat that's put into the ocean, upper ocean, from the sun and the atmosphere in the summer survives well into the winter.
That could mean melt episodes even in the colder months. Eiken says he's excited about the NASA satellite, which can help document these changes. And even though what it finds might appear alarming, Thomas Wagner, the NASA scientist, says people should be concerned, not afraid.
Look, I have kids too, and I'm not hopeless at all. You know, all the time I see things that are going on in society that let me think we are generating the social will to deal with this. And I think we're getting a better handle on the challenges that we face today, and I think we're going to be able to deal with them.
ISAT-2 is set to launch in 2018. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.